Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, tonight we're going to be continuing our series of shirim on the Torah of the Goyin and the Tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak Maya Morgenstern Shlita. And what we're going to be looking into today is a certain nekuda that the Rebbe brought down in the shir from last week in one of the Inyani Chassidus shirim, but it's certainly something that is nogeya to the moment itself, because whenever there's a difficulty in Klal Yisrael, whenever there's something that appears to be stuck in concealment, of all forms of concealment, something irredeemable, something that appears to be folded over a thousand times, where the black hole of it all and the Chalal HaPanui seems so powerful, it's important to remember the nekudos of the Torah that the tzaddikim offer us in order to provide us with a chayas, with a new life, specifically where we feel that there is none. And I could speak from experience after Shabbos yesterday. So when we heard the news, there's a tremendous speechlessness. There's a shever that is far beyond the capacity to put into words, both on a collective level, on an individual level, most significantly with regards to others, less significantly with regards to ourselves. But a person is overcome, or I can only speak for myself, a person feels overcome by an incoming darkness that hovers over the light that Shabbos offered a person. And it's very difficult on the ground over here to feel that it's shaykh to move forward. And then a person pushes themselves and they're given the opportunity to go to a tzaddik, to go to the Rebbe for Shalosh Shudas. And what happened at the Rebbe for Shalosh Shudas is as follows, that generally speaking, the koyach and the nigunim by Shalosh Shudas prior to the Rebbe sharing Torah are loud and clear and vibrant, and there's a sense, a hargasha of menuchas emes sha'atarot seba. But lefiyani estaiti, what I felt last night was that there was a slowness to it. There was a subtle kind of muffled nature to the nigunim in the beginning. There were nigunim coming from here, coming from there, but at the end of the day, there was a tziftzuf of kolos. There was an interaction of kolos that did not necessarily align themselves with one another. The tzaddik is sitting at the front of the table. The tzaddik is in his anavoda, but the hargasha was a heaviness. The hargasha was that there was a deep awareness, at least mitzidi, of what was going on the outside. And then slowly but surely, as a person contemplates where they are, and as a person leans in a little bit more to the role that they play in being mevatel oneself, in recognizing that one is most certainly, and never has been, nor ever will be the center, because the only thing that is center is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then slowly but surely, as a person makes way for something beyond themselves to come into the picture, and we thin and refine our own sense of self, something changes. The nigunim begin to feel a little bit smoother, and the nigunim begin to come out a little bit clearer. And the Rebbe at this point, slowly but surely, after washing the Tilas Yadayim for the fifth time, coming back out of the office, ready to share Torah, slowly but surely, the nigunim, they change back and forth from Breslover nigunim of Rabbeinu's nigun to nigunim of Dveikus and Chabad, Tenigunim of Bitachon and Chabad, Tenigunim of Simcha of Nisuin, and ultimately a person begins to elevate themselves out of the stuckness. And then when the Torah begins, it's already an entirely different reality. It's a Matan Torah. There's a Torah coming down through the mouth of the Tzaddik, through the mind of the Tzaddik, through all of the Masachim and the towels that cover it over, but through the muffled voice of Aniva Ayin and words of Amuna and utterances from Rabbi Nachman and all of the different Tzaddikim, a person comes out the other side 2 hours later feeling like they are a refined person. The world is the same place, the darkness in the world is the same, but the mind is a little bit more capable of reaching back up to a place ever so slightly for but a moment beyond all of the transitions and beyond all of the difficulty. And so the Torah that I want to try and share tonight is reflective of that type of experience, how a person can move away from the confrontation with the discrepancies in life, where a person encounters things that seem to be the polar opposite of light, seem the polar opposite of Kedusha, yet at the same point to remember, not ignoring the pratim, not ignoring the difficulty, but to remember that all of the difficulty and all of those pratim come from a singular source. Like the Chazon Ish said, Ein shum eitzev ba'olam lemisha makiris or ha'oros. There is no sadness in the world for the individual who recognizes the light of lights, meaning to say that in a world of variated lights and disintegrated lights of separation, there is room for sadness. There's a baruch dayan emes and there's a hatoy v'hametiv. But in the place of or ha'oros, in the place of the shir, at the heart of the shirim, in the place of the shayrish ha'amiti of yichud mitzido yisbarach, from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything, ha'kol hu ba'kol, and everything is singularly unified within the essential drive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And when there is a kernel of unfathomability that blocks the individual from understanding or grasping the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's simply a reminder that we've never ever understood the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to begin with. And all of the times that we think we understand that we don't understand, until we're reminded that we have no hasaga bechlau of what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us in this world, other than to carry out our shlichus and to be magalik v'ed shemayim. Zakt the Rebbe. There are many times in a person's life where they feel that their midos are mechulak, where the different traits, the different midos through which I encounter life, whether it's a chesed, an open-mindedness, and a flowing forth outside of myself, or a gevura, a restrictive force moving back inwards towards myself, or a teferis, which is trying to strike a delicate balance between the two of them to give birth to some beauty that emerges out of the contrast of itself, or whether it's a netzach or yisod, whether it's a victory over something that was difficult, or a moment of gratitude and bending myself in the face of something that's too overwhelming, or yisod, which is the willingness to connect to something deeply, or malchus, whether it's just to be present, there appears very often various stages where each of these midos are mechuluk. And Chazal tell us that the deepest pegam of machlokas is not a machlokas between me and another person, not a machlokas between two plugos and klal yisod, but rather the machlokas between each and every person, between each and every person and their loved ones and their home, and most importantly, between themselves and their own midos, that the chiluk and the disintegration and the fragmentation and the multiplicity that appears to exist at the heart of the human being creates a deep sense of machlokes. And when there's a machlokes, there's a rigidity from both edges, and neither part of the self is ever going to feel functional at that point. Ha-chesed moishech lakan v'ha-gvura lakan. The expression to move outwards is driving me that way, and gvura, the movement inwards, is driving me that way. U'mitbalbel mizeh lagamrei. And what this causes immediately is a bilbul. Why? Because bilbul, Rav Avraham Obalafia points out, is lev. It's two hearts. When a person feels that they have one heart driving that way and one heart driving that way, one heart that is happy, one heart that is sad, one hat that sees good, one hat that sees bad, a person feels mechuluk with that bilbul, with those two hearts. And the ikkar is to find shalom, ach tzarichim ledas, but what a person has to understand, and again, it's bedafka das, because das itself is the chibur between the hafachim. Das, unlike chachma or bina, chachma is a mindset that's associated with chesed, an expansivity that sees all things in one fell swoop. Bina is a mindset that's associated with gevura, that sees things in their fragmentation. Das, on the other hand, is the capacity, the two shoulders that have the capacity of unifying those two disparate elements of chachma and bina. Das is Koil El Shteihem. Das has the five Gevuros and the five Chasadim. It's the impossibility of upholding a paradox in spite of the fact that there's differences at play, because the paradox itself reveals something even deeper than what each part could show. So a person has to come to understand Shesheiresh Kol HaChiluke Deos V'HaMachlokes Sheyesh Ba'olam Hema Mekoyach HaTzimtzum. So first and foremost, when I find myself stuck within the confounding places and the shadows of separation and machlokes and disintegration between myself and myself, between myself and others, between myself and God, between others and others, between others and God, between the world and God, all of that stems from the Koyach HaTzimtzum. All of that stems from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to reveal himself in this world by way of concealment. As we've said so often, that the Tzimtzum is not a concealment of a presence, but rather it's a revelation of an absence. Meaning to say, the concealment of the Tzimtzum is a Cheftza Shel Davar. It's a functional expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capacity to limit himself in spite of the fact that he's ever present. And it's this Tzimtzum that creates space between one thing and another. It creates the spacing between one idea and another. That's the birthplace of all of the chilukim, of all of the separation, and all of the disintegration. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed and minimized his unifying great light. Because in truth, it's elevated roots, Hari hakol nichlal ba'or insof baruch hu. Everything, all separation, all particularization, all manifoldness, all of that is included in what? Within the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sham hari yesh rak or pashut b'lishom hischalkos. And in that place, all there is a singular and simplified light without any disintegration imaginable. V'tzrichim laha'amin, and a person needs to believe, because a person can't necessarily know this at all times. We live in a world where it's not possible to know it, but thankfully we have the gift of emuna, which is what happens when knowledge breaks down. Tzrichim laha'amin, we have to believe shekol ha'pratim v'hashinuyim, all of the particularizations and all of the changes and the shifts, sha'anu royim, that we experience in this world, him rak mikayach atzimtzum, they all stem and emanate from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal himself in this world by way of concealment. Shemizeh nishtal shalu kol ha'shinuyim ha'michulakim zemizeh, because this machloikes is all rooted in the tzimtzum and the chalal ha'panui, like Rabbi Nachman describes in Torah Samach Dalet, which is a Torah that shayach to this week's parsha of Bayal Paro, that all machlokas, all separation comes from the empty space between things that were previously unified. So all machlokas, all disintegration and separation and difficulty comes as a result of this tzimtzum. V'chol echad roitzel hisgaber al chaveiro. And as a result of this, everything is driven by a desire to overcome the other, to gain more space than the other, because if it's a machlokas, then it's operating from a perspective of scarcity, because it's no longer ever present. And if it's no longer ever present, and there's not enough for me, which means I have to take from the other or be afraid that the other is going to take from mine. And that's the birthplace of machlokas, the perspective of scarcity. And therefore, I develop this complex that I have to overcome and I have to defeat the other person. And this need to overcome the other, because I'm worried that the other is going to take what is rightfully mine, from a perspective of scarcity as opposed to a perspective of fullness and excess, all of this is a result of the tzimtzum. The ha'etza hayu'utza. So what's the etza? Tzadikim never leave us a problem without giving us an etza to be misgaver over that problem. The ha'etza hayu'utza lezeh. And what is the etza hayu'utza? Hu ha'hidoha la'Hashem. Gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives and in all things. Hoda'a, gratitude and acknowledgments of God's presence and my powerlessness. At this point, I'm admitting to the fact that Rabbeinu Shlalem, even though I don't see it, I'm being moda to the fact that there is a unified source, there is a singular space above what I experience as fragmentation, and in that place, everything operates in its root form, in a unity complete without any machlokas whatsoever, in the light above the tzimtzum. Because the fundamental job of an individual in this world is to live with gratitude in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bend ourselves and to move out of the way and to recognize that nothing, absolutely nothing that we do is our own. It is all a shefa, ein sofi, that emerges from the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon to give us the particular shlichus to carry out his ratzon in this world. And when a person is moida ala emes, when a person recognizes this, when a person is able to enter into that place of moidim anachnu lefanecha, above the disintegration, in the place of lefanecha, at that point we reach ani Hashem loy shanisi. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has not changed. All of the changes, all of the ever-changing colors of experience, you want to understand? Sure, we can deal with them, but in truth, there's no change whatsoever. And everything is simply a singular expression of the same thing. She'anu ma'aminim, that we believe sha'afa pishyesh tzimtzum, that even though there's a tzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the tzimtzum and you revealed yourself through the tzimtzum. Eino ela mitzidenu, the tzimtzum is only from our perspective, as all of the tzaddikim say. Kuli alma lo pligi, nefshachayim tanya, all of the tzaddikim. This is something that the Rebbe has been spending time on the previous week, to be megala, the particular points of contact and discontact between the Balatanya and the Nefesh HaChayim, that both will agree that in the end of the day, all of the tzimtzum, all of the concealment is only from our perspective. Avalhu eino kipshuto, but in truth, it's eino kipshuto. Loisa chalal shem kodshi. Don't make a halal in my holy name. Don't ever think that I'm actually absent from everything. Shurak nira le'enemu. The tzimtzum and the machlokas that emerges therein is all just from the human perspective that is limited in its capacity to grasp the singular and unified root at the heart of all things. Ukashanu moy. And when we acknowledge and admit to the fact that there is a way of looking at existence from the perspective of he who spoke and gave birth to existence, in spite of the fact that we don't know it with certainty, even here in the place of disintegration and separation and argument, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running his world at every moment without any discrepancies, like Chazal told us, that when a person comes and admits to the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the implication is that there was a capacity to disagree with it. That even though there is a world that appears to be separate and in argument with the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and very often, like Rabbeinu says, all we see is a Gehenim in this world, because we feel that there's chiluki deos, we fear that there's a disintegration of unity and that there's separateness of good and bad, of chesed and gevura. Afal pike, nevertheless, in spite of the fact that I'm in the machlokes, I'm being megala from within the machlokes itself, that there is no machlokes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world with shlemus, with wholeness, with perfection. And in spite of the fact that the world can never grasp that perfection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning the world with perfection. And when we allow ourselves to suspend our disbelief for a second and believe in this, as anu mitchabrim im habchina ha'elyoina shalamala mihatzimtzum, at that very point, through the emuna, we're ma'avir over the chalal hapanui, we are ma'avir like Avram Avinu was ever liyardein, that he was able to go beyond ever to the other side, ma'avirim, without chachma, without any ability to understand how or why, we traverse over these existential antinomies that rest at the core of the tzimtzum, and we say, even though there's a tzimtzum, there's no tzimtzum. Even though there's a machlokas and separation, there's no machlokas and separation. Because this is a desire for us to reach a place in our minds that is above and beyond any capacity to grasp it in any rational way whatsoever. The Azroim, and at that point, we see Shabetzim Kolachilukim Sharashim B'makim Echad V'Tachlis Echad L'Kulam. At that point, we see how all of the changing colors and all of the various manifestations through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself in our lives and in the lives of Klal Yisrael and in history and in our Metzias, all of it is for one singular purpose. V'Nimtakim Kolachilukim V'Chol HaMachlokes. And when we can be Oiches on that Nekuda, on that Even HaShasiyah, that is Koilel Kol HaShinuyim Koidem, that they're Megala into the world, we're Mamtik all of the Dinim. We bring everything back to its original place. And when a person feels in their heart that they are completely mibulbal, they have a doubled heart, they're confused and they're set aside. The Eitza is gratitude and acknowledgement of what we know and believe and want to be true in spite of the fact that we don't know it. That we admit to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is singular and one and unified. And everything is for the good. And even though we don't feel that way, a person should not be overwhelmed by this. The ikr is to acknowledge the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how, in spite of all appearances, and in spite of the fact that I have no idea how, everything is being moved and oriented towards the essential goodness, and everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though a person doesn't mamish see this, it doesn't matter what I see or what I don't see, it doesn't matter what I feel or what I don't feel, I have the capacity to be ma'amin in it, which is l'malim itam v'das. And there are times where a person can have some rational grasp on the defense mechanisms of their mind that will allow them to transform all negativity into goodness. A person has no ability to uncover any intellectualization in the moment itself. The only eitza is to throw oneself into amuna when a person comes to a place where it's impossible to see the light at the heart of the bilbul. The only way to move forward is emuna. Ki harei loy kol ha'itim shavos. Most times are not equal. V'yesh pa'amim shemepnei hakatnus eino yochalim tzaya is a seichel v'et male. There are times in our lives where we're not going to be able to find any answer. Ela ha'etza az hu shiyasek b'ha'idaya l'Hashem. At this moment, we're mevatel ourselves and we admit and we accept the fact that we have no idea and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving the wheel. V'az ha'koyel nichnal v'nimtak bo'orin soch baruch hu. And this gesture that emerges arises out of the surrender of the self when nothing else is available to it, where all I can do is admit to a truth that I want to be true in spite of the fact that I don't know if it's true, that's mamtik al the dinim. And when a person goes and is mukasha to the tzaddik or to a tzaddik's Torah or to any of the Torah hakadosha that came down to us, what we have to do is move back from the disintegration back up to a place of unity. We came from a place of unity, we're thrown down into a place of disintegration and multiplicity, so that we can take the place of multiplicity and disintegration and bring it back to unity, thereby revealing that unity contains disintegration as well within itself, forcing the machlokas itself to being megala adas shel shalom, a das that's capable of taking all of the oppositional elements in our lives and in the world and revealing a deeper light that could not have been revealed had there not been the separation to begin with, Be'ezras Hashem.